What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Chameleons 2.0 making their way back into the manosphere by claiming to be red-pilled and pro-men's rights. And I am seeing more and more guys out there, sadly and unfortunately, giving these women credit, even giving them praise. I'm seeing it all the time, guys, whereby guys are going on the videos in the manosphere. They're praising women for going on TikTok and putting other women in their place. It's as if you guys have not learned anything from Georgia Free. Now, before we get into the video, as you guys can clearly see, I am in the ocean. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm actually in Key West. This is pretty much the southernmost point in the United States of America. I'm at what's the name of the damn state park I'm in today? It's called Fort Zachary or Fort Taylor. You know, there's a big sign here that says most southern point of the US. It's like half a mile away from here. The naval base is right behind me. You might see like fucking fighter jets flying overhead and shit like that. As you guys know, I'm traveling across America. Take one last look at this great country of ours, because as you guys may or may not know by now, I'm leaving America. I already booked my ticket for the end of this month. I'm going off to Europe. Tentatively, I will be back, but if I have the money, guys, I am not coming back to America. Best thing to do to make sure that I never come back to this godforsaken country anymore is support the content creators on MGTOW TV, Super Chat, Boost Videos. Get yourself a membership, because that money after the commissions and stuff like that comes to me. And if I'm making $2,000 a month, it costs me $1,000 to run MGTOW TV and then another $1,000 for myself. I'm not coming back to America anymore. I'm probably going to be in Eastern Europe. So this is it, guys. Key West, southernmost point of the United States of America. Nice ocean. I was in I was in Tennessee. I was in the Smoky Mountains a couple of days ago. So I just went from small town USA all the way up to Nashville, North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, and then southernmost part of the USA. Never been here, even though I've been in Florida for freaking 40 years. I never ever been to Key West. I've been to Isla Morada, I've been to Marathon, but this is the first time and maybe the last time, depending on how child molester Biden fucks America. This might be my last time, first and last time here in Key West. But anyways, getting back to the video. Now, for those of you who don't know, Georgia Free was Chameleon 1.0. She's the girl who came into the manosphere and took the manosphere by surprise a couple of years ago. She got like 30,000 plus subscribers. Everybody was saying how amazing she is. She was getting marriage proposals in the comment section. You know, guys like Yogi Obes were doing live streams with her, praising her for being a feminist. Not a feminist, for being anti-feminist and being compassionate to men and sympathizing with men and being a men's rights activist. Well, guess what, guys? Georgia Free is nowhere to be found on social media. You guys want to know why? Because I, Amar Metwali, yeeted Georgia Free off the internet. Real talk, guys. Now, if you guys go on YouTube and you type in Georgia Free, you will see the number one video on YouTube is a video I did exposing Georgia Free. Now, if you guys look at my catalog on MGTOW TV, as far back as almost 3 years, 3 years ago, guys, I was telling you, Georgia Free is a chameleon. She is an unattractive woman. She's online because she is casting a giant net to get beta males and guys who are well above her SMV. When in reality she's like a 3 and she's not gonna get the guy she wants. And you guys are like, oh man, Amar, you're a misogynist, you don't want to give this poor girl a benefit of a doubt. And guess what happened, guys? You know, for those of you who don't know, Georgia Free is a doctor, and by Georgia Free's own admission, the reason why she became a doctor is because Australia was pretty much handing out doctor degrees to women. That's what Georgia Free, honest to God, said. She said, Australia pretty much was gave me a degree for being a woman to be a doctor. She is a pediatrician, which basically means she is a glorified babysitter. So obviously, she's probably making, you know, $100,000 or Australian money, which is probably the equivalent of $100,000 a year. So she did get herself a boyfriend. She got herself a boyfriend who is a pilot. He's most certainly a couple of SMB points above her. He's like a I would like to say he's like a, I got some salt water in my lungs. He's probably an 8, she's like a 3, maybe a 4 on a good day, you know, some makeup and stuff like that. Especially if her, if one of her eyes doesn't decide to go wherever it feels like it, you know, she might be a 4. So she got a guy whose SMV is like twice as high as hers. So he was a pilot, I think he was like a private pilot, and then Scamarona happened, and when Scamarona happened, he pretty much went out of business. She, on the other hand, being a freaking doctor, because everybody was taking Timmy to the doctor, you know, Timmy sneezed, Timmy coughed, and you know how retarded mothers are, they just take their kid to the doctor for pretty much any reason. So her job was booming, she made a lot of money to the point where Georgia Free was able to buy a freaking house, for God's sakes, and she ended up dumping her boyfriend. Now, when I made that video exposing her, that made her get her entire social media gone. Her YouTube channel is gone, her Instagram channel, her Instagram page is gone, her Facebook page is gone, because I Nagasaki Hiroshima Georgia Free, I exposed her as, I've been, see guys, that's an Air Force base, it's a Naval Air Force base behind us, so every now and then you're gonna hear jets flying overhead, and if one of them flies low enough, I'll let you see them. Anyway, going back to freaking Georgia Free, I exposed her 100%, not 99%, 100%. Go on MGTOW TV, type in Georgia Free on MGTOW TV. You will see that I've been making videos as far back as 2.5 years ago. You know, MGTOW TV has been around for 2.5 years. You know, I had my YouTube channel, you know, for well over 3 years, actually going on 4 years. You know, I had a YouTube channel that was a lot bigger than the current channel I have, but Susan took it down 2 years ago or a year ago. I forget. I don't care anymore. She took it down 2 years ago. So I was making videos about Georgia Free as far back as 3+ years ago. I was out in Santa Monica at the time. I was telling you guys, she is a feminist. She is a woman that's going to take advantage of you. She is the worst type of feminist out there, because Georgia Free is smart. You know, Georgia Free, I'm giving her credit, right? She's not a dumb bitch, okay? She's a smart bitch. And this is what you guys need to understand. Smart bitches are the worst. And all these women you guys see coming into the manosphere right now, okay? They're smart, and they are the worst type of woman, because they know how to manipulate you, they know how to take advantage of you, and at the same time, they actually give you a feeling of, hey, this is a good girl, she understands, so it's all gonna be good. But in reality, they are conniving, you know, 5, 6, 7 years forward. You know, you take Jeff Bezos' wife, Mackenzie, right? She knew Jeff Bezos before he became Jeff Bezos, you know, back when he was working from a freaking garage, this woman was with him. And as we all know, when Amazon had its best year possible, it made like tens of billions of dollars. Guess what she did? She divorce raped him, and a couple of weeks later, she was already hopping on the cock of some, you know, PE teacher at her kid's school. You know, this is a woman who went in from day number one. From day number one, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife went into that marriage from day number one saying, how am I gonna fuck this guy over? From day number, it took her 20 plus years to finally F Jeff Bezos over. 20 plus years, guys, okay? You know, we here in the Manosphere talk about, you know, relationships going bad after half a year. Imagine you are with a woman and you think everything is fine and dandy like cotton candy, but in reality, this woman is waiting for you to go from, you know, having the 30 bucks in your bank account to automatically having, you know, $100 billion, and then boom, shakalaka, she takes half your shit, you know? I know some of you guys out there tend to simp a little bit for Jeff Bezos' ex-wife and saying, well, you know, she was taping up the boxes for Amazon early on. Dude, back in 1996, I was working at Walmart making $6.43, you know, unpacking taped boxes. So does that mean McKinsey deserves, you know, $35 billion for, you know, helping out Jeff Bezos from day number one? Hell no! But this just goes to show you that these smart women, they go into the relationship, they go into marriage from day number one. How am I going to screw you, the beta male, over? Now, you guys have to understand something here, very, very important, okay? Smart women are the worst. And before we get into how bad smart women are, I'm telling you guys, okay? Because I was married to an Egyptian woman. She was smart. You know, I like smart women. I don't like dumb women. You know, I don't like, I don't like that. But after realizing how horrible smart women are, whether it's Georgia Free, my ex, or a lot of these chameleons out there, I am telling you guys need a woman whose IQ is 75, okay? For those of you who don't know, 70 IQ is retarded. You know, IQ of a 70 is retarded. A 75 IQ means that the bitch is smart enough to walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. That's what you want. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there going to say, yo, Amar, I don't want some dumb bitch to have kids with. My kids are going to be retarded. See, this is why religion says when the kids hit 7 years old, they become custody of the father, so they don't end up being like the mother. So, guys, get yourself a dumb bitch, especially a girl who lives up in the mountains, deals with freaking animals all day. That's what you guys should be doing, and that's one of the reasons why I'm going to freaking Eastern Europe for. So, smart women, guys, like Georgia Free, they are the most feminist woman out there, okay? These are women who hate men. They genuinely hate men. You see, a dumb bitch, on the other hand, because she is so low IQ, she's not gonna compete with a man. So all these low IQ dumb bitches do is that they hop from cock to cock to cock, you know? But a smart bitch, she's gonna find that one man, and she is going to make sure that she fucks him up big times in the most opportune time for her to make as much money off of him as possible. And that's because these women, you know, they're jealous of men. They hate men. You know, as you guys see, you know, I'm out here, guys. I'm out here having fun, enjoying life. You know, women can't do what I can do because, you see, I have an internet business, as you guys know, right? I got MGTOW TV going on. Granted, I'm not making much money off of MGTOW TV. But yet, you know, when I'm sleeping, I'm making some money, right? So what ends up happening for me is that I can afford to come out here and not say, oh my God, I'm losing a client, right? You know, my ex, because she was like a hair makeup stylist, she had to be working all the time, otherwise she's going to not make money, because obviously when you're a hair makeup person, you can't do that remotely. You have to be there with the client. So my ex got jealous of the fact that here's this guy shit sitting all over the world, enjoying life, having fun, and she's like, you know what, I'm gonna fuck this guy over. This is how Georgia Free is, guys. Women who are intelligent, they hate men. They hate us because we enjoy life. We have fun. See, a woman can never ever be happy. So they always want to take you a couple of notches down. They want you to be as miserable as they are. You know, my ex, she wanted me to be miserable just like her. No, bitch. I ain't miserable. I'm a happy person, right? So we were, you guys know the story. We were out in fucking Vietnam, Phukoc Island. You know, this place reminds me of Phukoc. I told you guys before, Phukoc in Vietnam is an island. You know, Phukoc is my Key West. This is how Phukoc was right now, right here. I'm going to give you a view of the beach over here behind me. So this is how Phukoc was. I loved Phukoc. So what did I do when my whole other wife hopped on a plane, went back to Egypt? Did I cry? No. I just hopped on my scooter. I went to the beach. I went to Vietnam's version of Disneyland and Lion Country Safari. I had the time of my life. So with guys like me, it's very important for you to understand that women are dogs. See, Islam tells us women are on the same level as a dog, right? Let's say I had a dog with me. Do you think that dog is going to get bored? Do you think that dog is going to be, God, I hate that idiot? No. That dog is going to be enjoying life, running around. You know, like the old saying says, lock a woman and a dog in the trunk of the car and see which one is going to be happy when you open the trunk an hour later. Obviously, it's going to be the dog. That's just how it is, guys. You have to understand that a woman has to be a lot like a dog in the sense that she's there for your companionship, you know? Do any of you guys ever say, gee, I wonder what my dog would like to do today. I wonder what my dog wants to eat today. Hey, I'm gonna plan my life around my pet dog. You know, you guys don't do that, you know? You're like, hey boy, we're gonna go for a hike, come on. And the dog's like, yee, you know, chases after you, right? You don't go where the dog wants you to go. You go where you want to go, and the dog comes along with you. That's how it should be when it comes to the females, you know. My father, my father is 80 years old. Never once in my father's life did he say, honey, what do you want to do today? Where do you want to go? My father just does what I do, you know. He gets up, goes wherever he wants, and my mother is like, where are you going? My father's like, oh, I'm going there. And she's like, I'm coming along. Okay. You know, you as men, you never ever revolve your life around a woman. You know, yesterday I was working on MGTOW TV. You know, it was 3 a.m. You know, we had a issue with another server not related to MGTOW TV. I'm actually working on a dating platform, guys. I'm going to let you know about that later on when I get it up and running. I am working on a dating platform. So when I was working on the server for that dating platform the other day, I actually had to wait for my system administrator to, like, do something. It was going to be a while because it was going to be a while from his end. Simply because, you know, his computer was going bad. So he was like, yo, Amr, I'm probably going to do this, you know, tomorrow. So I'm like, what the hell am I going to do here if I don't have any work to do on the computer? So I was in Boca Raton. As you guys know, I got an apartment in Boca Raton. It's actually my parents. So what happened is that I hopped in my car at 3 a.m. I drove out to Key West. I did some fishing off of a bridge a couple of miles away from here. I came here at like 7 a.m, dropped my rod in the ocean off of the causeway. I caught absolutely nothing. Then I slept in the car for about 2 hours. Then I came out to this beach. And then after that, I'm gonna go try my hand at fishing at one of the piers over here. And then I'm gonna enjoy the night here in Key West and then back to Boca Raton to work on my dating server. But this just goes to show you, guys like me, I just hop in the car, hop in the plane. I live life to the fullest. I live life on my terms. And if a bitch don't want to be part of that, you know what? Go over to Yogi Obes' channel. You know, Yogi Obes will build his entire life around a woman, okay? But guys like me, nah. And let me tell you one last thing before we end this video, okay? A lot of these purple pill, PUA guys in the manosphere, like AMS, you know, they always tell you, you know, keep your eye on your girl. She might be cheating on you. Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something, okay? If you have that gut feeling that the bitch might actually be cheating on you, throw her in the garbage can, okay? When my whore of an ex-wife, right, when she abandoned me in Phukok in Egypt, you know, she hopped on a plane. I don't know. She said she's going back to Egypt. She could have went to fucking Dubai and gotten her back blown out by some, you know, dirty dick Ahmed, for all I care. Did it bother me? No. Why not? Because she disobeyed me. And the fact that she disobeyed me, she goes into the garbage can. That's it. I knew the marriage was over when that hoe hopped into a taxi from Phukok to the airport, okay? So all of you guys out there who are listening to these PUAs who tell you, yo, man, you have to keep your eye on your girl, you have to check her iPhone, you know, you have to mid-guard her, make sure, you know, she's not talking to other guys. I'm telling you, F that shit. Just like I, Amr Metwali, right now, don't care about what a woman does. Just like 3 years ago, or how long ago it was when I was in Phukok, I didn't care what the whore of an ex did. This is how you guys should be at all times, with or without a woman. If you ever feel that she's gonna cheat on you, or she's gonna do something that is bad, throw her in the garbage can. So the bottom line here, guys, is that stay away from women in general, and don't fall for these intelligent women, because a lot of these intelligent women, guys, they're coming to the realization that OnlyFans really isn't working out for me. You know, Joe Biden is not gonna cancel my debt. He's not gonna give me free money like I thought. So a lot of these women are saying, yo, my only option is to get on the internet and act like I'm a men's rights activist, and maybe some idiot is gonna wife me up. So I am telling you guys out there, stop simping for any woman who comes out and says feminism is bad, men rule. Listen, guys, they're all the same, with the more smarter ones actually being more of the dangerous ones out there. But the bottom line here, guys, any woman who comes onto the internet, she claims to be a men's rights activist, she sympathizes with you. Look at Roma Army, guys. You know, Roma Army is freaking selling her nudes online, and now she's like, I'm a men's rights activist. That hoe doesn't give a damn about men's rights activists. And there's another girl, she's probably gonna be in the thumbnail if I'm not too lazy. Her name is fucking Pearly White Things. You know, she's a mud shark. For those of you don't know, a mud shark is a white girl who sleeps with black guys. I've said it before when I was in Georgia a couple of days. I did a video about this. There's nothing wrong with sleeping with black guys. The problem here is when you get a white woman who's like mentally ill, borderline personality disorder, she hates her father, you know, she's rebellious, and she wants to get back at her father, or because of her mental illness, she goes out and sleeps with a black guy who's like a fucking drug dealer and shit like that. So there's this white girl, like I said, her name is, I don't know what her name is, I could care less. Donovan Sharp had her on a live stream a couple of weeks ago. She actually got her start on Fit and Fresh. I know a couple of guys up there in the manosphere were like interviewing her and stuff like that. Guys, she's a total whore. She is a chameleon. And I just want you guys out there to understand, there's no such thing as an MRA.